Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there. This episode of Luke's English Podcast is sponsored by Spoken, which is a really convenient way to learn English with messaging apps that you probably already have on your phone, like Line, WeChat, WhatsApp, Viber, and Facebook Messenger. Spoken is just like having an English instructor right in your pocket, because with Spoken, you can learn and practice English with a private tutor who communicates with you by text. You can use Spoken to get ready for lots of different situations, for example, for business meetings or exams or for travel. And your teacher at Spoken will give you your own personalized learning plan, which is adapted to your needs and preferences. Go to getspoken.com/LEP to get 2 free lessons and 20% off any course at Spoken. Getspoken.com/LEP or click a Spoken logo on my website. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, folks. Welcome to this new episode of Luke's English Podcast. How are you doing out there in podcast land? I hope you're doing all right. Here's a new episode, as I've said. And today on the podcast, I'm talking to Oliver G, who comes from Australia. And Oliver lives in Paris these days, and he's a journalist and a podcaster. That's how I know him. He does a podcast about Paris for World Radio Paris, which is a sort of radio network in English based here in Paris. Oliver's podcast is called The Earful Tower. Yeah, The Earful Tower, not the Eiffel Tower, The Earful Tower. You see what they did? Quite clever. And it's available from all good podcasting apps and online at theearfultower.com. If you're a subscriber to my email list, then you will know that earlier this year, Oliver invited me onto the Earful Tower to talk about French people learning English. And you can find that conversation in the episode archive. And this time I thought that I would invite Oliver onto Luke's English Podcast in order to talk about all things Australian. So Australia, the country and the culture, and also Australian English. Australia is, of course, a country where English is the first language, and Australian English is a thing. It's definitely a thing. I mean, it's a major type of English in its own right. Everyone always talks about American English and British English as the two types, don't they? But of course, there are plenty of other types of English out there with their own accents, particular words, and so on. Australian English, New Zealand English, Irish English, South African English, Canadian English, and more. But let's turn our attention in this episode to Australia. And Australian English is its own thing. I mean, it's unique. It may have been influenced by British English and maybe a little bit by American English more recently, but it's definitely its own thing. Originally, it was a form of British English back in the early days, but like American English, it has evolved into its own form of the language with a distinctive and unique accent and vocabulary that reflects the things that you might see, experience, or feel if you were living in this place, which is very far removed from life in the UK. In fact, Australia is almost directly on the other side of the world to the UK. It's about as far away from the UK as you can get. Australian English is also undoubtedly influenced by American English as well, to a certain extent, these days, just like British English is also. Now, let's consider the land down under before listening to this conversation. I would like you to now just think about Australia, okay? Australia, not Austria. No, not that country in Europe. No, not Austria. Australia, the land down under. Now, what do you know about Australia? Have you ever been there? Have you ever met an Australian person? Can you recognise or understand Australian accents? For example, if you hear someone speaking, are you able to identify what an Australian accent actually sounds like? What should you say to an Australian person when you meet them in order to impress them? Because there are certain things that Australians say to each other. There are certain things that they all know about. Not necessarily the cliches, but the real stuff. What can you say, or what should you say when you meet an Australian in order to immediately make friends with them? What are the stereotypes of Australia? And are those stereotypes true? Is there any truth to those stereotypes? And perhaps most importantly, what are Vegemite, Tim Tams and thongs anyway? You can now look forward to hearing answers to those questions as we now talk to Oliver G from Australia. That's a didgeridoo, by the way. I can't do that for long. Oliver G, hello, welcome to Luke's English Podcast.
Luke Thompson. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here. So I've got a series of questions in front of me, and we'll sort of work our way through the questions and do it that way. So my first question is, it's a series of questions. Who are you? Where are you from? And what are you doing in my apartment?
They are easy questions. Is there going to be this level of...
Well, we'll start with that, okay. And then we'll sort of crank it up a bit. It'll be a bit like an IELTS exam.
And what's that?
That's an exam for like people who are learning English.
All right. So your listeners will be very familiar with that kind
they,
of
thing. They might be very familiar with the IELTS test because a lot of learners of English have to take the IELTS test in order to sort of go to university in the UK or Australia and get good jobs and things.
It's funny that you say Australia.
Is that right?
That's where I'm from.
Hey!
Not only have you given away one of the answers, but you've also said my name, so Oliver G,
yeah,
from Australia. That was two of the three questions. I forgot the third one. What am I doing in your apartment?
That's it.
I thought we'd come and chat about Australia and, I don't know, life, what the differences between... You're an Englishman.
Yes.
So we're from the other side of the world.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe we see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your listeners will like to hear a different accent.
Yeah.
Although mine's not that strong. In terms of Australian accents.
No, it's not the strongest Aussie accent I've heard.
You know, I'll tell you something. A lot of... So I lived in Sweden for like 4 or 5 years. Mm. And when I first got to Sweden, I had a much stronger accent. Mm. And when I talk, people wouldn't understand me, even though the Swedes speak brilliant English. And I thought, well, I have to tone this down. So over the years, and then 3 extra years living in Paris, I toned down my accent, and now it's very rare that someone guesses where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do they think you're from?
They have no idea. They just guess. I've heard all sorts. Almost every country.
Seriously?
People guess. Even non-English speaking countries sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard like Germany and stuff. It's a whole different thing when I try and speak a foreign language too. No one knows what's going on.
Right.
But when I say I'm Australian, they go, yep. I guessed it. I knew that. They never know.
Right. Okay. So what about the old accent then? So the stronger version of your accent. Can you still do it?
You or your listeners would even understand me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, try me.
Okay. So it'd be like, all right, g'day, Luke. What am I doing in your apartment? I'm just, just come for a cup of tea and all that, mate.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
it was a bit exaggerated, but
yeah, I like that. I understood that.
Yeah.
Okay. I might ask you more about the accent and Australian English and stuff in a moment. So Australia then. Australia. Do you always say Australia?
I'll give you a tip. Actually, this is a fun one.
Yeah.
People who are Australian, and that's a word with Australian. That's 4 syllables.
Yeah.
People from the country of Australia pronounce it in 1 syllable.
Yeah.
They say I'm strain.
Strain.
Yeah. Oh, you're good at it.
I've been practicing. Because like every time I have someone from Australia in the audience,
yeah,
that I can always make fun of the fact that it's not Australia.
You already know my material then.
Oh, is this your material?
I don't have any material, but that's...
These are the things I think that everyone sort of needs to know when they meet an Australian.
But it's interesting because Australia, they say Straya, like you said, 2 syllables.
Straya.
Straya.
But sometimes it's even 1. Straya.
Straya. But Australian, which is an extra syllable, goes down to 1. It even feels shorter.
Australian.
I'm Australian. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty
Australian.
Weird.
Australian.
I guess people understand you when you meet them here.
Or anywhere. Yeah, well, me personally.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah, I think so.
Because you've toned the accent.
As long as I don't speak French to them, then no one understands me.
Really?
Yeah. My French isn't very good.
No, neither is mine.
No.
Okay, but so what are you doing in Paris then?
Currently.
Yeah.
Just in your apartment.
Right.
Yeah.
Just for this.
No, I'm also a podcaster.
Yes, that's right.
I have a podcast too.
Yeah.
You've even been on it.
I have.
You didn't forget. You remember. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've got a podcast that's all about Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Earful Tower.
Okay. I see what you did there.
That's a play on words.
It is.
So,
would you care to explain it?
So it's a pun, like a playing around with the language a bit. We've all heard of the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you can see it from the window where we're sitting if we were to stand up.
Yeah.
It's not the Eiffel Tower, though. It's the Earful Tower.
Ah.
Because you listen with your ears.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So it's like ear for listening and the Earful Tower. Yeah. Okay, because you're giving your listeners an earful.
Exactly. Sometimes I say that, get an earful of this.
Okay.
G'day, mate, get an earful.
Is that an Australian expression?
Get an earful.
G'day, mate, get an earful. Get an earful.
Have you never heard that before?
No, I have heard get an earful of something, yeah. Get an earful of this.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to play you some AC/DC.
Yeah, or Kylie Minogue. But people, you can say get an eyeful of that as well. Like, look at that car, get an eyeful.
Get an eyeful of the Eiffel Tower over there.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
Get an eyeful at that.
You know what I did for Halloween?
What?
I changed the name of the show for one day.
Yeah?
The Fearful Tower.
Hey, very good. And was it the Fearful Tower?
I did I have a regular guest on the show who's a tour guide, and he tells stories about Paris every episode. He links it to the guests that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And I just picked one of the most gruesome of all the tales, and I re-released it for Valentine's Day?
The opposite of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Halloween, the scary one.
Is Halloween the opposite of Valentine's Day?
You know that you can go online and do like opposite.com, or they're called antonyms, I think.
Antonyms.
It's the opposite of that. So we could check it. We could check it. But I don't think so.
No?
No.
I feel like it is somehow.
Could be.
You know?
I'll look into it.
I think probably you could look at any aspect of, let's say, Valentine's Day, and it will be directly opposite in Halloween.
A lot of aspects.
Think about it. Like, Valentine's Day is all about... This is going to sound weird.
Okay.
This is going to sound weird. Valentine's Day is all about, let's say, trying to have sex with someone.
Luke Thompson. And Halloween.
No way. There should be no sex at all at Halloween.
No,
absolutely not,
opposite.
Right?
It's the opposite. Yeah,
it's the exact opposite.
Of course.
Valentine's Day.
What should I call the Earful Tower on Valentine's Day?
You could just keep
tower.
It as the Earful Tower? No. That's a good one. Yeah.
It takes preparation.
Earful
We've got some time.
Tower. Yeah, we'll think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's the opposite. That's what I'm trying to say. Where were we? What were we saying before?
I was talking about what I do in Paris.
Yes.
So I do a lot of journalism work.
Yeah.
Writing about the news. Lots of news in Paris.
Yeah, there's a lot of news.
And but we don't have to talk about that. That's...
Well, you had Amber Minogue on your podcast.
I've got a little fun story for you.
Oh, yeah?
Amber Minogue, who's a regular on a friend of your show, you could say.
Yes. A pod pal is actually...
A pod pal.
Yeah.
Like a pen pal, but for the pod.
Exactly.
I listen to your show. I'm a fan of your show.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't listen to every single episode.
Yeah.
But I mean, does anybody listen to every episode of everything?
I don't know.
You know where you were with me, crossing America on a road trip.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What?
I've listened to your podcast while driving from New York to LA.
And which episode did you listen to?
I listened to a couple, but one that stuck with me was Amber.
Yeah.
And Paul Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, two I think I listened. One was the one where you guys, you told stories. Are they true or not?
Yeah, the Lion Game.
The Lion Game.
Mm-hmm.
And one was where you did the questions where you fall in love with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those
36
ones?
36 questions that lead to love. And the Lion Game 2 or something?
Yeah. Something like that. And I had you on the radio between, I don't know, let's say Utah and L.A.,
Oh, really?
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, wow. That's a good stretch.
I didn't drive that fast that your two episodes took me between those two states.
No.
And I followed the rules of the law at all times.
Good. Oh, wow. That's cool.
That wasn't the story I was going to tell you, though. Amber. I did another episode with Amber because she has a lovely voice.
Yes. She's well renowned for her lovely voice.
Right. And I decided to do an episode recently. My show is all about figuring out France, right?
Yeah.
Am I speaking too fast?
No, you're great.
Okay, so I said to Amber, I'm going to...
Maybe you could even turn on the Australian accent a bit more.
For this? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure? Okay.
Go on.
So I said to Amber, I said, Amber, what are you doing today? This is 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to go down into the sewers of Paris for an episode and just walk through the blooming sewers. And she said, okay, I'm on my way. And about an hour later, we met down by the Eiffel Tower,
yeah,
where there's the entry. Have you been into the sewers?
No.
So it's a €4 to enter the sewers.
Okay.
Stinks.
Oh, of course.
You're walking over, literally over like canals of sewerage. And
is this the metro or the
this
sewers?
Is the sewers of Paris. Okay. Yeah. And she brought a perfumed scarf because she'd been in there before and she knew what to expect.
Right.
And we whizzed through it in about 15 minutes, just talking the whole way.
Yeah.
So,
well, that was it. Just 15 minutes of sewers.
Yeah, but you can't stay longer than 15 minutes.
Did it inspire you to do something on the podcast?
Well, I just wanted to do an episode down in the sewers.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun. And she
you actually did the episode down there?
Yeah, we just said, hey, what's this? And she said, oh, you know, this is from Les Miserables.
This is shit from the 17th arrondissement. Yeah.
She was really good at it. But I felt it was great that she just came along. So
yeah, that's really cool.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe she's a pod pal of mine as well.
Yeah, well,
she's got a podcast.
She has got a podcast
Let's promote that.
Yeah.
Panam.
Panampodcast.com. And Amber likes to tell some fairly seedy stories of Paris's history as well on that podcast.
Well researched. Or maybe she just knows it all.
She's very clever.
Yeah, she's clever.
Yeah, she's definitely very clever.
Do you think she's listening to this?
She's a bit too clever. Yeah, she'll probably be listening to this, yeah.
Damn.
A bit too clever for her own good.
You think?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. She's aggressive. She's not
in her journalism.
No, I don't know. I just wanted to say something.
Okay. Now,
that was a tangent.
That's good. We like tangents.
Thanks for the tea, though, as well.
You're welcome. So, Oliver is drinking a cup of tea that I made in the English style, strong builder's tea with milk.
Hmm.
Would you normally drink tea with milk in Australia?
Yeah, they do. Although it's weird because it's so warm. For any of your listeners who haven't been to Australia, it is as warm as people say it is. In the summer, here's a story that to give you an idea. Have you been there?
Yeah, okay, briefly, well, yeah.
Okay. Was it summer or winter?
It was sort of October.
Everything's summer. It was a trick question.
Yeah.
It's always summer there. But I remember sometimes going to the beach, and in the old car that I used to drive had a, plastic steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
And often when you come back from the beach, the steering wheel would be too hot to touch with your hands.
Yeah, really.
So you'd put a towel over it. Imagine
Whoa.
That.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Sweden where it was so cold that once I was in a house where the toilet water froze.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
No, the toilet water froze.
There was a problem. It wasn't meant to happen, but it gets down to negative 20 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
Whew. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
Cold.
Yeah.
Very cold.
Even colder, probably.
Yeah.
So, forgot where we were at.
Yeah, me too.
Australia, warm.
Yeah, you went
tea.
That's it, tea.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's strange because in Australia it's so hot.
Yeah, you'd think you don't want tea. You'd want iced tea, if anything.
Uh-huh.
People love it.
But they do drink tea with milk like
Well, we
like
come that. From England, remember?
Yeah.
If you go back far enough.
Is that where Australians come from? What's the story? What is the story?
Well,
tell us the story of Australia.
Well, it depends. The true story is that people have been there for tens of thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's similar to America like that.
Yeah,
but the British came a couple hundred years ago, two and a half hundred.
All right.
I'm still learning the numbers.
Quite like that.
250.
Two and a half hundred.
Two and a half hundred, going, gone.
Right.
And then they came over and took a bunch of criminals, people who'd stolen bread, petty crimes.
Nothing
too serious.
Yeah, not even big crimes.
Not even your murderers. They took the bread thieves.
That's it, really? Bread thieves?
Children. Yeah, yeah.
What did they do with the murderers then?
I don't know. They probably killed them.
I imagine so.
Yeah, they probably killed them.
So the bread thieves, they just were like, look, you stole some bread, so we're going to take you to paradise.
Exactly, right? So then they went over there and they made these convicts, they're called the people that were prisoners. They made them start a new land. They made them build houses and then the convicts bred.
Yeah.
And then
convicts bread.
Yeah.
You mean what, the same bread that they stolen?
Very quick. Yeah, yeah. The convicts bread that they'd stolen and they took with them.
Yeah.
They'd stolen it, they got to keep it.
But then they also bred, meaning they had sex with each other.
The past tense of to breed, yeah.
Yes. Breed, bread.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the bread that you would eat or indeed steal.
Thief.
Yeah.
Pinch.
Okay, so the bread thieves started this new civilization and they called it Australia.
Australia. Yeah, that's right. And then,
does Australia mean something?
Latin.
It's Latin.
Yeah.
For what?
I forgot.
Literally, I forgot.
Australia. Okay. Well, AU is the element on
gold,
the periodic table
gold,
for gold.
Gold.
So it's probably something about
it's
gold.
It's gold, and then just Straya.
Yeah, gold Australia.
Gold Straya.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. And then, so that's what sometimes people say. Is
I know why.
Yes.
Something to do with Australis. Terra Australis.
Okay.
which is, I don't know what that means either.
It's Latin for Australia.
Yeah, it's Latin for sort of the big country down south.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the that's the story that people tell, isn't it? That Australia is basically populated by convicts from
England.
And it's
not a very nice thing that people make that joke still, 250 years on.
Do people make that joke?
Sometime. I made it today, actually, when I was talking to someone. Yeah, I was talking to a guy who didn't speak very good English. And I was doing that kind of small talk thing that you do, mm-hmm. where you say jokes that aren't very funny, but you're trying to make everyone comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it was weird. He said, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm from Australia." And he said, "Australia?" And I said, "Guilty." Right? And then he goes, he was German. He goes, "What do you mean, guilty?
Is this, oh, you were making a joke?"
Yeah.
"You're very funny. I like you Australian guys."
But then I tried to explain it by saying, "Oh, yeah, we're all convicts." And he said, "What do you mean? What's a convict?" I was like, "Oh, I've gone way too deep into the small talk."
Right.
He turned straight into medium talk.
Wait, you're a convict?
Yeah.
Is that why you're in France?
It was a bakery and there was bread and I explained the whole bread thing. They kicked me out. Straight out. I was gone. But long story short, yeah, we come from convicts, but it's not really funny anymore to say that.
No.
It's kind of the joke's way. I mean, it's maybe 200 years too late for the joke.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. It is now.
We've done a lot more since then.
So what's Australia about then now?
Nowadays, oh, wow, where to begin? Name any musician.
Any musician?
Yeah, name anyone.
And they all come from Australia?
Pretty much.
John Lennon.
No. Living. Any living musician?
Paul McCartney.
Ah, okay. No.
Australian.
A lot of musicians, a lot of movie stars.
A lot of
movie.
People say that he's from Liverpool. It's not true. He's Australian.
Yeah. That wasn't your John Lennon or Paul McCartney act,
yeah,
is it?
No, I don't know. Somewhere between Liverpool and Australia.
No, but a lot of movie stars. Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Heard of her?
Yes.
Russell Crowe, New Zealand, but we take him often.
How do you do that?
Just it's a remnant from the convict times. We take a lot of things at New Zealand. You know Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Australia. A lot of that kind of stuff. No, but lots of big up-and-coming famous actors are from Australia.
Like Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, not him.
Do you know Eddie Redmayne?
No. Do you know Sam Worthington from Avatar?
Oh, yeah, mate.
He was.
Sam Worthington,
Mel Gibson.
Mate.
He's an up-and-coming.
G'day, mate.
The list just goes on.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have had a list ready. I could have just read them out to you.
So Australia is... Australia is like producing popular culture today.
You know what's big in Australia? The coffee scene.
Coffee.
And you, where we are right now is not far from a coffee shop in Paris.
KB.
You know what KB is short for, don't you?
No, Kookaburra, mate.
Yeah. You don't have to say mate, though. Kookaburra is a native... There's lots of... We should talk about animals at some point.
Yeah, we will.
But there's a kookaburra is a laughing bird. Really beautiful and a really nice sound that it makes. Maybe we can play some sound in the background? Is that asking too much?
I'll see what I can do.
And... yeah, it's one of our native birds, and there's a coffee shop here, one of the many that have a sort of Australian theme behind them,
yeah.
Just around the corner from where we are, and they serve kind of, it's like an Australian vibe of a coffee shop in Paris.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you about coffee. This is a kookaburra.
You don't say kookaburra.
How do you say it?
Kookaburra.
All right. This is a kookaburra. Come on, the call of the kookaburra.
Amazing, huh?
Sounds like sort of Indiana Jones or something. No?
Sounds like laughter. It Indiana does like, Jones?
Yeah, there's...
the theme music.
No, some of the scenes in the beginning of the original Indiana
That's
Jones
true,
is going
yeah,
through
yeah.
the forest and there's like all this stuff going on.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yep.
But that's amazing, that bird. So,
and so, you know, that... imagine waking up with that kind of sound. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, when I went to Australia, it was only briefly, right? You're not going to like this, but I visited my brother in New Zealand.
I almost spat my tear. You know, that's different. Like, we claim everything from New Zealand, but you can't say you've been to Australia if you've just been to New Zealand.
No, I did go to Australia, but I went from Japan to New Zealand and stopped in Sydney for about 5 hours.
You said Sydney with a very Australian accent then.
Yeah, did I, mate?
You went into it. Sydney.
Sydney, mate?
Yeah.
So we stopped in Sydney for about 5 hours and came out of the airport and everything and spent some time in the harbour area.
But the harbour's nice.
Yeah, and saw the opera house and stuff like that. And, you know, I had jet lag. I kept falling asleep.
Yep.
I went in and basically when I was walking around, I kept imagining just all these didgeridoo sounds. That's what it was like for me. Just like...
That's a good impersonation, actually.
That's what Australia is like for me.
Well, people do play them as buskers on the street.
You do hear them sometimes. Mm. But I felt like I was like walking around, is it the Botanical Gardens in Sydney? The Botanical Gardens.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And they've got like these... There's kookaburras there. There's loads of parrots and stuff everywhere.
Bats. There's bats.
And bats. Yeah. Massive bats hanging from the trees.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around and it's like...
Wow. And then a kookaburra. You know what the didgeridoo and kookaburra both have in common? Here's a language thing for you.
What's that?
I think they're named because of their onomatopoeic, as in they are named after the sound that they make.
Ah, yeah.
So a kookaburra, as you heard, sounds a bit like kookaburra, kookaburra, like that.
It does,
Didgeridoo sounds a bit...
Yeah. Can't do that didgeridoo impression very long. So,
you know... when you play a didgeridoo, there's something really interesting. So a didgeridoo is from a hollowed out tree branch that's hollowed out by termites, right? So if you're picturing it at home, if you've got no idea what it is, it's basically a long stick that's being hollowed out. So you can see through it like a telescope. It doesn't magnify anything though.
No, like a telescope.
Yeah.
It's not actually it's similar to a telescope.
Yeah. But the thing that's interesting is when you play it by like sort of going like a horse, like with your lips, you have to do this thing called circular breathing.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I think so. But
it means you have to blow out while blowing in at the same time to keep your breath because it's a long sound. So they can play it for minutes and minutes.
Wow.
So you're breathing out and in at the same time. I tried to do it. It takes like years of practice.
That's how they keep the sound going.
For minutes on end.
Because they're breathing in while also breathing out.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is incredible actually. Yeah. Wow, that is amazing.
Who'd have thought we'd be talking
you
about that?
You can breathe out and in at the same time.
Yeah.
And just circular breathing.
Circular breathing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is fascinating, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just heavy breathing. Yeah. What you just did. Okay. When people learn that you are Australian, what are the things that they usually say or do? So it's like, oh, you know, this is Oliver. All right, mate. Where are you from? Oh, from Australia.
So it really depends on different countries. In Paris and in France, people are really cool about it. And they often just say, oh, I'd love to go to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Or what are you doing here when you've got paradise over there?
Right.
To which I would say this is a kind of paradise in Paris as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then in different countries, like in your own country, England, they would say, in case you forgot.
What the fuck off, mate?
They're weird. They've got what some might call some kind of complex.
Oh, yeah, really?
About maybe it is nicer in Australia. And so they make jokes about things like sport.
Yeah.
Right? So often, I've seen this often because I've got a lot of family in England. I'll see them. I haven't seen them for years. I say, oh, how you doing? They say, oh, yeah. What about the rugby three weeks ago?
See, we sorted you out in the cricket there, Oliver.
And I go, well, what? You didn't sort me out.
Yeah.
Like you...
Yeah, and it wasn't even you. It was like some guys
on a pitch.
It was
some professionals.
See, we did very well against Australia recently. Like we did. You weren't involved.
No. And I think it's a banter thing. I think I'm meant to go, well, what about the soccer or the football?
Yeah.
But I'm not very good with sport. So I just look at them like, that's a weird thing to say. Or they'll say something like a joke like about how a lot of Australians in London work in bars.
Yeah.
They'll say, what do you say to an Australian you meet in London? One pint, please.
Right.
So, which I don't find very funny either. Because we don't make those jokes about English people.
What jokes do you make?
If we meet an English person, we'd say, oh, welcome.
Bullshit.
No, we do. Full disclosure, my mum is English.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. So I feel like I can comment on both.
Did that make it difficult for you as a child growing up in Australia?
Not at all. No, it wasn't. It made it easier because I got a European passport.
Oh, I see. And that made you better than everyone?
Yeah, just slightly. No,
really?
Not at all.
Did they bully you as a child?
All it meant is I had extra options later in life, like living in Paris, luckily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But do the Australians make jokes about the English? I think they do, don't they?
Yeah, but not really.
What do they say about English people?
I don't think we say much. We talk about your accent, maybe.
Yeah.
That's about it.
What do you say about the accent?
Say, what a lovely accent you have. No, I mean, I think maybe some people somewhere do, but it's not.
You can't imagine two Australian guys like, oh, tell you what I love. English accents, mate, they're amazing. I don't know what that accent is.
I can't see it happening. Honestly, I don't know any of my friends that would make jokes about English people or people that I don't think they do.
Really?
No.
Oh, I'm disappointed. I was thinking, what are the brilliant jokes they're going to make?
Because I would have heard them.
They just don't care.
I would have heard them because of my half Britishness.
Yeah, maybe they were not saying them around you.
It could be that case.
They're hiding it behind your back. They're like, you know, I'll tell you what.
What do you think they'd be? What are you? It sounds like you're insecure a little bit that they're making jokes.
No, I just want to hear the jokes. Like to hear jokes.
No jokes.
Okay, all right.
I can make one up for you.
Aussies call Brits Poms, no?
Not anymore. This maybe in 1960 or something like that. Poms, people of the motherland, is that what it is?
I thought it was prisoners of Her Majesty.
I don't know. Never heard anyone say Pom.
Because what I heard was that the Aussies had Pom written on their clothing when they were being sent because they were prisoners of Her Majesty. And then you use the word against us because, in fact, we're the ones who are the prisoners little frozen island.
Whereas
you're basking in sunshine down there on the Gold Coast, mate.
I think there's a lot of hate in the world at the moment, Luke. I don't think making jokes about other countries is contributing in any positive way to it. I think so many Australians go to London to work for a year or two. So many. And it would be weird to be... A lot of people say, oh, you live in England. I'd love to visit one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Australians travel a lot. If you've ever met an Australian, it was probably not in Australia.
On walkabout?
Yeah, on walkabout.
Is that a thing?
I think your vision of Australia needs to be updated. You're way in the past. You needed to spend more than 5 hours there.
I'm just having fun with all the stupid cliches.
When are you going to come on my show again?
Anytime.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a busy schedule?
We'll do.
Yeah.
We'll have.
Okay.
In a few weeks.
Cool.
Invite me back on. It'd be a pleasure if you feel like I could contribute.
I just want to turn the questions back on you.
Yeah.
When you're unsuspecting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't want to do it to you now.
Okay.
Your listeners are very, you've got very loyal listeners who really like you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to talk you down.
They might
attack me.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Well.
It's an army of ninjas, but they're very nice.
Are they?
Nice ninjas.
Yeah. I think they're protective of you.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I've seen some comments. They seem really, really into the show, and I think that's really nice what you've got
that
there.
That is nice. Well, don't worry. I mean, if you ask me a question, I'd be all right.
Okay.
Let's see. So when people learn you're Australian, then we just did that.
Yeah,
right?
We did that one.
General stereotypes about Australians?
Well, you've listed them all without even realizing it.
Like what? What's some of
the things? I'll tell you what a lot of people say. When I lived in Sweden, a lot of people would talk about Crocodile Dundee.
Okay.
And this is going to disappoint you. Does everyone know what Crocodile Dundee is?
No, they don't.
It's a movie from the 70s or something.
80s.
80s.
Yeah.
And it was an Australian guy who did a really exaggerated, the kind of things you're saying.
Yeah.
He is, g'day mate, how you going, all that kind of stuff.
That's not a knife.
Yeah.
This is a knife.
Everyone comments on that. And I tell you what, Australians don't even watch that movie.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've seen it.
Yeah, really?
Don't care.
It's like Mr. Bean for the Brits, because everyone always, when they meet British people, are like, oh, you know what? I love Mr. Bean.
Right.
Very good.
Japanese.
And then
people.
I'm like,
was that your Japanese impression?
No, that wasn't a Japanese impression.
Right.
That was just a generic.
Yeah.
I like Mr. Bean. Very good. Yeah. I don't know what accent that is.
North Korea.
Possibly.
Hmm?
But do you think they would have been exposed to Mr. Bean in North Korea?
Hard to say.
I don't think so.
No one knows is the answer.
I don't think they would have done. Well, some people know, don't they?
The North Koreans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what was I saying? So, Crocodile Dundee is like the Mr. Bean for Australia, that a lot of people from the States or whatever, like, you know, oh, you know, I saw that film Crocodile Dundee. Yeah, that's not a knife.
Right. You know the worst bit about it
is
he did an ad in America. They paid him. I don't even know what he was sponsoring. Could have been anything. Maybe an airline or something. And he said, you know what? It was advertising Australia. It was tourism for Australia. And he did this. He dressed up. He was standing in front of a barbecue. He told about all the wonders of Australia. And then at the end, he said, come along. I'll throw a shrimp on the barbie for you. Right?
Yeah.
Now, first things first. Shrimp. No one calls a shrimp a shrimp. They call it a prawn.
Okay.
Not many people throw it on the barbie, which is the barbecue.
But in America, they call them shrimps. That's why he said shrimps.
Right. Yeah. But now, so when I went to England 10 years ago,
right?
He started calling me skimp. I was like, what's skimp? He goes, throw another. He goes, he tried to do an accent, so I'll do an imitation of an Englishman imitating Australian.
Okay.
He goes, hey, skimp, I'll throw another skimp on the barbie for you. I was like, what is that? He started calling me skimp. He still does.
No way. Well, I remember that. That's one of those cliches. Yeah, throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah,
well,
no one says that.
No one says
that.
They
do call it barbie, though.
But you do have barbecues.
Yeah, it's popular.
Yeah.
You wouldn't throw a shrimp on it.
Can I run through some Aussie slang that I found on the internet?
Can I predict that...
This is going to be BS.
That no one uses this slang.
Okay, let's see.
Let's do the BS meter.
Okay. All right, you can tell me if this is BS or not. What's the opposite of BS?
SB.
SB. What,
we need to go on antonym.com.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, we do. Okay, so what would you call the afternoon?
Arvo.
If yeah, you're like no, an Aussie.
That's one. You know, that's a real one.
The Arvo.
No, but you say Arvo.
Arvo.
You say it because you text. I try and text it sometimes in Paris when I'm texting Australians, seeing the Arvo. It always auto corrects to something else.
Auto or something.
Yeah, actually, I think it is auto.
Yeah, Arvo.
Yeah, but that's a common
afternoon.
One.
Afternoon.
Common, yeah.
What about if you were going out and with some friends, you'd have made an arrangement,
sure.
And then it turns out you're not going to go. So you say to the guys, hey, listen, guys, I'm not going to make it. I'm sorry. I'm going to.
There's. What does it begin with?
B.
Bail?
Bail.
Yeah, we say that.
Yeah.
I'm bailed. I think it's more that you leave an event.
Yeah, I'm
bailing. So you meet someone to play 10-pin bowling. You ever do that?
10-pin bowling, yeah. Every now and then.
And
yeah.
Then when you leave, you go, you talk to someone, that party was terrible. I bailed. I bailed at 7.
Mm-hmm.
I bailed. We bailed.
How about
at
you
7.
Playing a game of cricket and you're the wicket keeper?
Yeah.
And
on top of the wickets is a bail.
Yeah, yeah, afterwards you're like, oh, that was. You know, we had to end that game. Yeah, yeah. I had to bail there at the end.
Could be. If you meet the guy that plays Batman, yeah. Christian Bale,
right.
Get his autograph.
Yeah.
Bailed him.
And then, yeah. Yeah. He bailed. You bailed him. He bailed yeah, you,
if
surely.
If you get his autograph, you bailed
surely
him.
Surely Christian Bale.
No, that's when he gets angry at you. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
He went psychotic
that's,
episode.
That's fantastic. The moment where Christian Bale went really angry on the set of Terminator Salvation, I think it
is
was.
Is that what it was? Mm. And he was doing all these different accents. It was really
bizarre.
He's going,
bizarre. You know. Yeah. Oh, we're done professionally.
Mm.
All this stuff. It's fantastic. Okay, so that's the Bale.
And now he's been shamed.
Really?
On Luke's English podcast.
No, I like Christian Bale.
You just
I
shamed him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, in a way. In a way.
All right, well, if I did, then, you know, I would also like to say that
you know
I think
when
he's
you make,
brilliant.
You know when you make hail? Hay. When you make hay.
When you make hay?
Yeah.
Hay.
Hay bales.
Hay bales. What's hay? You need to explain that one.
Hay?
Yeah.
Like straw. They're,
what's that?
It's dried grass and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Good, that's all we needed.
So that's baling. When you put it in a big pile, that's a bale.
Okay, a bale of hay.
Just doing different words for bale.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The theme.
Very good. Well, what about breakfast?
Brekkie. Yeah, that's
okay.
A good one.
Yeah.
These are all good. These are good. You've got a good list.
We do that in the UK as well. We call it brekkie. What about an umbrella?
I think they call it a brolly.
Brolly.
But that's an English thing.
Is that an English thing?
Yeah, but no one. Yeah, people do say
what
that.
About Christmas?
Chrissy. Yeah,
Chrissy.
I hear they hate that. What are you doing for Chrissy?
Cigarette?
Ciggy.
Ciggy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard people in England call them Gretz.
Gretz?
Yeah.
What? Cigarettes?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
Now the Gret.
Nah.
I've heard it. Young, hip people. Nah. How old are you, Luke?
I'm 40.
Are you actually
40? I'm not a young, hip person, yes.
You wouldn't know Gret. You're young looking 40.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, thanks.
I would have definitely said 30-something.
Oh, that's nice.
9.
39. Yeah, and 11 months. What about this one? Oh, devastated.
Devo. That's these are good. These are real.
Oh, Devo, mate.
I thought your list was going to be a lot of people. They have these sayings. They're like, oh, I'll take a kangaroo out the back paddock, and so no
yeah,
one says
like,
that.
Yeah.
But your list is very good.
Well, I am being selective.
I'm
choosing the ones. What about the toilet?
Dunny.
Uh-huh.
People say that.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
I'm not going
to the dunny.
A politician wouldn't say it on the news.
No.
No.
Slang, isn't it?
They try not to talk about the toilet on the news at all.
Yeah, really?
I reckon.
What about hello?
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah?
Hell. No, I'm just kidding.
Shut up.
They say g'day.
G'day.
Now, here's one that
g'day.
A lot of people think is a not a real one, but yeah. Everyone actually says it.
G'day.
But the trick is, if you don't want to sound like someone out in the countryside,
yeah,
you sort of, I say it, but you say it in a bit more of a, you say sort of like, oh, g'day, how you doing? Like that.
Ah.
So you don't get g'day. You go, you know, just shorter. It's almost like one word. There's no apostrophe between the G and the D.
G'day, how you doing?
G'day. G'day.
Right, g'day. And how would someone out in the countryside say it?
G'day. G'day, mate. Yeah, gan.
G'day, mate.
That's a good one. You know, instead of saying, how are you going?
Mm-hmm.
They basically just say, gan. Hey,
how
gan.
You gan?
Gan.
How you going, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
what about, how would you say, oh, well done. Good work.
I don't know. I'd say,
good.
I don't know. Give me a clue.
I'll just say it. Good on ya.
Good on ya. Yeah, right.
Good on ya. You'd
yeah,
say that?
Good on ya.
Okay.
A lot of English people think we say bonza.
Right.
Have you heard that before?
No, yeah, I have
bonza,
said,
as in,
bonza.
That's great. Yeah. Bonza.
You don't actually say bonza.
I've never said
what
it.
What about just words for like loads, lots of, like plenty
people
of.
People say heaps.
Heaps.
Yeah.
Heaps of.
heaps of words.
Just got heaps of words.
But I like that because that sounds like it could be Shakespearean. Because heaps, as in big piles of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see, I'll just do one more. What about a service station where you get fuel?
Yeah, servo.
Servo.
Servo. They do that a lot. They drop the end of the word and add an O.
Yeah.
Servo.
Do they call you Olo?
A bottle shop? Bottle-O?
Yeah. What was your nickname in Australia?
You know, the better that someone knows me, the shorter they make my name.
Yeah.
So a lot of people call me Ollie.
Yeah.
But if they know me really well, they tend to call me Ol.
Okay.
Some people call me O.
Really?
Yeah.
Just O.
Yeah, my girlfriend calls me
Does she now?
She doesn't. She says all of them.
Okay.
Mm.
All of them. That's not how you pronounce your name. Oliver, yeah. Surely.
Sometimes when people say all of you, when they're talking to a group, I hear my name and react.
All of you. Are you listening?
All of you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. God, sorry.
It doesn't matter because because you answer anyway.
What about a sick day off work?
Sickie.
Yeah. What about when you take a photo of yourself?
Selfie is an Australian word.
Yeah.
It was invented by Australians.
Well done, Australia.
We have contributed something.
Finally.
Selfie. Although it should be selfo. But based on what I said before.
This is what Australia has given to the world, the word selfie.
You've taken selfies.
Thank you.
You've used the word.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good word.
What, do you ever say this thing, uru?
No, French people say that.
What is that?
It's huru.
Huru.
Yeah.
And?
It's like there was a famous TV presenter.
Yeah.
For a TV show called, sounds very Australian, called Burke's Backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon Australian people will listen to this?
Maybe.
Because then they'd know Burke's what I'm talking about.
G'day, mate. Welcome to Burke's Backyard.
Yeah. He wasn't that. He wasn't like that. He was a bit like that. And at the end of every episode, it was just about him fixing gardens, sort of.
Really?
Yeah.
See, what we've got here is a fence, and it's broken.
Got a broken fence going around the servo, down to the bottle-o. And at the end of every episode, he'd say, hooroo. As in, see you later.
See you later.
Time. Yeah.
Hooroo. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, have you got any slang that you can teach us, or have we covered the slang?
I think you got all the good ones. But that if you ever meet an Australian and you say to them, g'day, hey, gown, I think you'd impress them.
Really?
G'day, hey, gown.
That's the one.
Because it's not offensive. It's quite a nice, it's almost like if you meet a New Zealander and rub noses with them. I'm sure they like that.
I'm not sure they would.
Well,
like
I don't know.
That.
I'm not from New Zealand.
No.
But maybe it's like bowing to a Japanese person. It's like, I understand. Or doing the kiss on two cheeks with a French person.
Yeah.
I understand your culture and I'm going to have a go at it.
If you go to England, sort of going, all right.
Yeah, all right.
All right. So that's the thing, listeners. If you meet an Australian, it's got to be g'day or g'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How you going?
G'day, mate. How you going? G'day, mate. How you going?
How you going? How you going? They'd love it. I think they'd laugh.
Yeah.
Please try it. They would send Luke an email.
They would immediately like leap into bed with you after that.
No, they wouldn't.
That's all it takes.
You're probably right, actually.
What's the relationship between Australia and the United Kingdom these days?
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've had referendums to leave, and I think there's another one.
To leave... The Commonwealth.
That's right.
What is the nature of the Commonwealth?
The nature of the Commonwealth, in general, it's just a group of countries where the Queen is the figurehead but doesn't really have any... Like, so Canada.
There's no power involved.
Australia, New Zealand.
There are no executive orders or decisions being sent around.
Well, there's the Commonwealth Games.
The Commonwealth Games.
It's like the Olympic Games, but no one's heard of it
exactly.
Except for our countries.
And basically, it's a chance for all these countries to get together and talk to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it
is. Practice each other's accents.
They just get together, they talk to each other, they kind of give advice and help each other and share ideas. But there's no law, there's nothing like that.
No, we have the Queen's face on our banknotes and coins.
The Queen's face is on Australian coins and banknotes.
You know, Australian banknotes are plastic.
Yeah.
You can leave them in your pockets and wash them.
That's another thing that Australia gave to the world, those plastic banknotes.
Just another of the things.
We've got them in the UK now.
Do you?
Plastic £5 and £10 notes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's great. It's really good. They're really good.
You can wash them.
Yeah.
Found one once. I was swimming. For the story, we'll say I'm surfing.
Yeah.
I was surfing.
Yeah.
I was surfing in Australia and I saw a $10 note just floating by. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Picked it up, put it in my pocket.
Great. Bonza.
Went to the bottle-o.
Right, the bottle-o.
You know what else we have slang for?
What?
You know what we call an avocado?
Avo?
Yeah. So if you want to say have an avocado.
Have an avo?
Have an avo.
All right.
The savo. Have an avo, the savo, mate.
Oh, brilliant.
Hey, Jan.
The lifestyle, the avocados in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I had an avocado today.
They're very good for you.
Smashed avo.
Smashed avo,
that's
mate.
Where you mash it up and put it on your toast.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Hipster.
You know, I'm not the best person to talk about Australia because I'm not there so often.
No,
I've been out for like 8 years or something,
swanning off around the world.
You could have got a better Australian.
I think you're a typical Australian because, as we've established, it may be a cliche, but you guys do go on walkabout. Mm. You like to travel around and visit different places.
That's true.
And I was going to make the joke that English people make. They like to travel around, visit different places, and then serve people beer in those places. That's the typical Londoner's sort of response to meeting an Australian.
You know another thing?
What's that?
Foster's beer. Have you had that before?
Yes, unfortunately,
so
yes.
How about this? Foster's beer, when you go to England,
yes.
A lot of people make this joke, Foster's beer. You'll obviously have the Foster's, they'll say, because it's an Australian beer.
Yeah.
I'd never tasted it until I went to England. We don't drink it. They don't drink it there.
Really? What do you drink? Castlemaine 4X?
yeah. No, we drink a whole bunch of different things. And they got good beer and good wine and stuff. But I'd never even seen Foster's for sale in Australia. But then you come to Europe and everyone thinks, oh, this is what they drink. No.
Right. It's like me arriving in Australia and everyone going, so I guess you'll want a Fitzpatrick, mate.
Or they'll say, you probably want baked beans on toast. And you say,
I'd be like, well, yes, I would actually. Yeah. That's the thing. But it would be like
someone, weird that you ask
someone
that.
Offering me something that I would never, ever have eaten or even heard of. Like, you'll be wanting
that's true. That's what it is.
You'll be wanting a bimble cake then, mate, if you're from England.
A bimble cake.
I'll be like, sorry, what's a bimble cake?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
So you'll be wanting a Foster's then, mate, will you? Because you're from Australia. You'll be like, excuse me?
I was just being polite and I had one when they offered it to me. But then I realised this whole association that's not even true.
Oh, I don't know. It's crazy, isn't it?
The Brits.
So let's see.
It's quite nice to have you hosting it, and I don't have to think about because usually when I'm doing an episode, I'm thinking ahead, which you must be doing now.
Yes, it's
I don't
horrible.
Have to do that. It's great.
I have to think ahead and I have to think ahead and now, which is I can normally.
You know what it's like? Circular breathing.
Yeah, that's circular what you're doing. Circular thinking.
Yeah, it's quite hard to do.
I think that I'm going to call that my production company, Circular Thinking.
That's pretty good,
don't you think?
Yeah. And you have to think about what you're going to ask me, but also maintain if there's a silence. You've got to fill it.
That's right.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I could fill it with slurping sounds from my cup of tea. Or something
didgeridoo
like that.
Sounds.
Or didgeridoo sounds. That's what I'll be doing every time there's any pause in the conversation. Just
yeah. You're really good at it. No, I'm not. Okay.
You know the bit where there's always a bit that goes...
No, but they, you know what it is? They're imitating animal or bird sounds.
Really?
That's the point. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's meant to... sort of put you in the bush.
Yeah,
that's another thing. The outback we haven't talked about.
We haven't.
So that's everything that's out the back.
You know what, Oliver? I haven't told you.
You can
this.
Call me Ollie.
Ollie. Ol.
Yeah, we've transcended down to
Ollie
on one level. Yep.
You know what? We're talking about Australia and stuff here in Paris, but I didn't tell you this. But I've actually got a little door here, just on the side of the wall, and it's a magic door. And if we go through this door. We can go to anywhere we want, and I've programmed it to go to Australia. So, let's go.
We can go elsewhere.
No, let's go to Australia because I want to learn about it. So,
will I fit through the door?
Yeah, we'll both fit through the door. It's fine.
Okay.
And so I need you to be my guide. Are you able to come with me?
I would love to be your guide.
Okay, let's go. So we're just going to crawl through the doorway, and here we are in Australia. Wow, this is amazing. Look at it all. It's all the other. It's all the wrong way round. Everything's upside down.
G'day, mate.
Oh, what was that?
That was just a passerby.
Was that
remember what to say? Remember what to say?
Oh, how you going, mate?
No.
Uru.
He's gone.
Uru.
Hey, Gowan. G'day, mate.
Here you go. Oh,
he's gone.
Wow, this is amazing being here in Australia. It's so hot. Is it always like this?
Often.
Yes.
Yeah. We do have a winter, but it's very timid.
Okay. Timid
I mean,
winter.
You can almost swim in this beach during the winter.
Oh, my God. What are all these creatures in this sort of lake?
Thing? Don't touch that.
These like sort of dinosaur lizards. What are they?
That'd be a crocodile.
Crocodiles?
Yeah, do not go near. Step back from the water. Step back from the water.
Okay, step back. Oh, God, it's got my leg!
Oh,
God, what do I do?
You are now listening to Luke's English Podcast with a new host. Luke, we lost to a crocodile, one of the most fearsome. Oh, no, he's all right. There you are.
Oh, that was tough.
Yeah.
I had to get the grammar book out and stuffed it down its throat. Read a few pages from it and then stuffed it down its throat.
Good
that,
move.
That took care of it.
No do you problem. See those seven snakes over there?
Snakes.
Seven, though, it's weird that we see them all at once.
Yeah, seven snakes.
Because of the 10 deadliest or the most venomous snakes in the world, seven are native to Australia.
Seven?
Yeah. Those seven.
Those seven snakes over there. Right, we'll keep away from them.
What are you going to say? The seven deadly sins. It's the seven deadly snakes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God, what are these weird things? They've got like eight legs and they could be dangerous.
That's an avocado tree.
It looks a lot worse than that.
Oh yes, I see. I thought you were pointing to the tree that it's on.
No, it's the little thing there.
That could either be a spider or an octopus.
It's a spider.
Oh, it's a spider.
It's a spider. Oh my God, there's some people over there. Look at those people. There's a couple of girls there.
Yep.
Oh, I see. They're sort of wearing these weird sort of boots.
Where?
Even though it's hot, they're wearing like these boots that have got sheepskin in them. Are they slippers or are they boots? It's kind of a bit annoying.
They're boots. They're called Ugg boots.
Ugg boots. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they from Australia then?
The girls are.
And the boots?
The boots, can't see. But they are an Australian invention, but they're made all over the world now.
Okay.
But they're comfy. Yep. A bit hot in Australia to wear them. Yeah. Ask them why they're wearing it. Get them over here.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
G'day.
Sorry,
they've
can
gone.
I?
They've gone.
Oh, they've gone again.
G'day, mate.
G'day. Oh, is that it? Gone? Oh, shit. It was too English.
Yeah.
What's that? What are those things that people are throwing around? They're like flying through the air and coming back. That's
good
amazing.
Question.
What are they?
It's called a boomerang.
Oh, yeah?
So that's what the native Australians, the Aboriginals, used to hunt with. And I guess if they used to miss, it would just come back and they'd catch it and then throw it again.
Oh, I see.
They'd throw it. Do you see that animal over there jumping?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Doink.
Yeah.
Doink.
That's called a kangaroo.
Oh, really?
And they'd hunt them in the olden days.
I see.
Some maybe still do.
With
a boomerang.
With a boomerang.
Boomerang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boomerang. Hunting kangaroos with a boomerang.
Yeah.
And probably a didgeridoo.
While a kookaburra watches.
Exactly. It's interesting. All these people seem very relaxed.
Oh, yeah.
What are they wearing on their feet? They're making that slapping sound as they go down the street there.
They've still got their Ugg boots on. What are you talking about?
No. We're near the beach now. We've walked away from the Ugg boot people.
This is funny. You know what we call these flip-flop things that you're talking about?
Flip-flops,
We don't call them flip-flops.
No, you call them thongs, don't you?
Bit embarrassing.
Why is that embarrassing?
Because in America, a thong is an underwear.
That's right.
A G-string,
a very skimpy bit.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
So my girlfriend's Swedish, and in Sweden, when they're speaking English, they call it a thong.
Yeah.
And so my mum's talking to my girlfriend about my little sister, and she says, oh, I don't know what to think. She wears thongs to school. She wears thongs to university.
Oh, God.
So, no, it's weird because of the way that my girlfriend thought she's talking about underwear and continued the conversation.
Right.
So my girlfriend says, oh, yes, well, yeah, that's a bit weird. And my mum goes, oh, it's terrible. I never thought she would have been doing that. I brought her up so well. And they kept talking. And then I thought, hang on, they're thinking about different things here.
Yeah.
So I said, whoa. Let's just clear this up.
Yeah.
You're talking about underwear and you're talking about flip-flops.
Wow. Crisis. You averted a crisis. A terrible joke for you. You've probably heard it.
No, that's right.
What do you call a French man on the beach?
No idea.
Philippe Philippe. Okay.
What do you call an Australian caveman?
I don't know.
Ugg.
Ugg.
That didn't really work. I just
Ugg
made it up on the spot.
Ugg boots. They're pretty
I made
good.
Up a joke. Do you want to hear one that I made up?
Yes, please.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atch.
Atch who?
Bless you, Luke.
Aha, very good. Did you see what he did, listeners?
That's original. I don't think that's been written.
Do you want 5 minutes at the next comedy show?
I have 5 seconds.
You'll need about 100 times more.
I could do it slower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very slowly.
I've got another one I made up on the same theme. Do you want it?
Yes, please.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I done up
who?
Oh, Luke, that's disgusting.
Okay.
They're two original jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
Both of them original jokes. Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. Really good, really solid work.
It's hard to come up with new knock-knock jokes.
I don't know. Knock-knock jokes are pretty good. There must be one for an Oliver. Knock-knock Oliver. I know.
I got one for you about Luke.
Okay, go on.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting Luke Thompson. Welcome to my podcast.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Oliver.
Oliver who?
Oliver, all of your money, please. This is a robbery.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. What are those people eating on toast? It's like a weird sort of spread that they're putting on their toast.
It looks like smashed avo to me.
It's not smashed avo, mate.
Oh, the guys with the black spread over there.
Weird brown
I'll ask
spread.
Them. Shall I ask them?
Yes, please.
G'day, guys. Hey, Jan. Yeah, what's that you got on your toast? Vegemite? Yeah, it's Vegemite. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Hooroo.
Thanks, guys.
They're gone. They're gone.
Hooroo. Oh, they're gone.
They're gone. So Vegemite, it's a yeast extract spread, a bit like Marmite in England.
Yeah.
But many would argue better. Many would argue worse.
Excuse me?
Many would argue worse.
Yeah.
Do you want controversy on your show? Vegemite's better.
Oof. Nah. You're not gonna win that one. We could ask the listeners. What do you think, listeners? Marmite?
You can't. You said that with a very positive spin, and I know what you're going to do. You're going to say Vegemite with a negative sound.
Yeah. What do you think, folks? Which one's better? You ready? Marmite or Vegemite?
Yep. Marmite, not more again. Like it.
Marmite or Vegemite?
Ugh. Yeah.
Okay, which one's the best? Let's have that again. Marmite or Vegemite?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see what they say in
vegetable,
the comments.
It sounds like vegetable, healthy.
Yeah, I don't know what mar is from mar, or mite.
Mars?
Maybe it comes from Mars. Yes, I don't know. Is there anything else in Australia that we should visit before we go back? Because...
Which city are we in?
I don't know. We're just in the outback, mate. We're out in the bush. I don't know where we are. We are just sort of not far from, I don't know, Sydney. We're in the middle of Sydney. I've just moved us right to the harbour there. Oh, wow. Look at that amazing...
The harbour bridge is pretty good.
Bridge.
I heard the other day someone said that the opera house that you mentioned before looks like a dishes in a dish rack.
It does a little bit, but in a really beautiful way.
We call it a racky.
Oh, yeah?
No, we don't.
What, a dish rack?
Yeah, dish racky. Dish racko.
Uh-huh.
I have one more thing that I need to say that's Australian.
Heath Ledger.
Rest in peace.
Koala bears.
Koala. You know what? When I moved to Sweden, I lived in a town called Uppsala.
Oh, yeah?
And I had my nickname, my moniker, was the Uppsala Koala.
Pretty good.
It's the best name I ever came up with. Then I moved from Uppsala within a year. It was useless.
Steve Irwin.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman and Chris Hemsworth.
Australian actors.
Australians.
Alive.
What else? Kicking. Other things you've come up with. Wi-Fi was an Australian invention. Black box recorders on aeroplanes. Polymer banknotes, as we mentioned. Yep. Wine. Cate Blanchett. Barbecues, you're known for having. Cricket, of course. Tim Tams.
Mm. Tim Tams. Can we give a bit more time to
Australians
Tim
Tams? Always happy to talk about Tim
True.
Tams.
Yep.
If you want to win over an Australian, two things. One is, g'day mate, here you going? And the other one is, Tim Tams. So if you ever get, like, let's say, mugged by an Australian, give us all your money, mate, or we'll blow your knees off. And they're like, Tim Tam.
Yeah, it's like, you know when they say if you're getting attacked by someone, it's better to yell out fire instead of help. Because people are more likely to come to help.
Even if they're holding a gun.
No, but you... That's very funny.
Fire! All right, if you insist.
That was good. That was a very good one. That was better than any of my knock-knock jokes. But they say you yell out, fire, help, there's a fire, and people will come to help, apparently, more than if you say, help, a man is assaulting
me.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
So similarly, like what you said, instead of if you want to get some Australians to help you, someone's attacking you, yell out, free Tim Tams over here. They'll come running.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's how you attract Australians.
You know what you can do with a Tim Tam is you bite, it's a chocolate biscuit, if people don't know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You bite off either end.
Yeah.
Dip it in your coffee, drink it through it like a straw.
Oh, nice.
People do that.
So Tim Tams are like these double chocolate biscuits covered in chocolate. Mm. So it's like two simple biscuits with a bit of kind of chocolate cream between them.
There's nothing simple about them.
And then
magic.
And then covered in a layer of chocolate. And it is one of the most wonderful things in the universe.
You know, I've heard that they've got the ingredients, there's so many additives in them that they're illegal to sell in some countries.
Really?
But you can get them in Paris, in Monoprix.
Okay. The French are usually quite cautious about certain imports.
Sure.
But no, you can get them in Paris, so that's probably all right.
I should have brought some for this episode.
That would have been good, but I'll find some next time I'm in the supermarket.
Hey, when you come on my show, you can bring them.
Okay, it's a deal.
I really won that deal.
Because I'm going to bring you Tim Tams.
Yeah, but you're going to take my knock-knock jokes and use them in your stand-up comedy.
I am. I'm going to steal them.
Can you use one and let me know how it goes? Maybe, no.
So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be here. You, sir, knock-knock.
Who's there, sir?
I done up.
I done a poo.
Oh, you don't have to share that with everyone, do you? What's this guy like? You, madam. What's the other joke you did?
Atch.
Atch. Yeah. That's it. You, madam. Knock, knock.
Hello, Luke.
No. Knock, knock. You have to do knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hatch.
No. Atch.
Atch.
Atch who?
Bless you. Oh, tough crowd.
Take my tip.
Okay, Oliver G, thank you very much for coming on to this episode of Luke's English Podcast, and it was nice to have you. Do you have anything else to say to the people of the world?
Just enjoy your days. Say hello to Australians, they'll be nice to you. And if you think these stereotypes are funny, they're not really funny. Just talk about avocados and Vegemite and Tim Tams and you'll win over any Australian.
Yeah, that is
true. If that's what you want to do. Otherwise, just keep doing the jokes.
Avos.
Avos.
Timos.
Timos, Avos, and Bottlos.
Vegos.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, though, Luke. That was kind of you.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been nice to learn about Australia and Australian things.
It's been nice to chat.
Yeah. Cool. All right, then. Well, maybe I'll talk to you again soon.
Hooroo.
Your podcast, if I bring the things. Hooroo, hooroo.
You bring a pack of Tim Tams, you're welcome anytime.
Okay. So that was Ollie G from Australia. I hope you enjoyed listening to our conversation. Remember that you can listen to Ollie's episodes of The Earful Tower on iTunes or any other good podcasting service. Find the Earful Tower episode with me talking about French people learning English by dipping into the episode archive on teacherluke.co.uk and search for Earful Tower. That pretty much brings us to the end of this episode, but there's a little bit more. Thank you very much for listening. Check the page for this episode on the website and you'll find transcriptions of the intro and outro and some notes for my conversation with Ollie, including some of the Australian slang and other specific words. Don't forget to join the mailing list as usual. Sometimes you'll get to listen to episodes a bit earlier than everyone else because what I do sometimes is sort of post the episode on the website. And then the next day it appears as, you know, the podcast. So if you join the mailing list, you can kind of maybe get the episode a little bit earlier than everyone else. That's just on the website. And also, episode 500 is coming up soon. Episode 500 of the podcast. And I'm thinking about different things I could do for that episode because it should be quite special, it being the 500th episode. And so I've been thinking about ideas, and one idea I had was to collect audio messages from you, the audience. So short audio messages, and then put them all into episode 500. I'm imagining that episode 500 will probably be a bit of a ramble, first of all, you know, the usual sort of rambling stuff. I'll just try and do one of those. I haven't done a rambling episode for a while, so I'll do that. And then I'd like to play a sort of montage of all the messages from the audience. So if you have any messages for me, please send them to luketeacher@hotmail.com. luketeacher@hotmail.com. And you can also just send me an email through my website as well. And so send me a short message, about 30 seconds. I know that's not very long, but the idea is that all of the messages should be quite short because it's going to be a montage of all the recordings and it will be really cool if they all go together and they're all fairly short. I think it'll sound really cool. So what I'd like you to say in your message is this, your name and where you're from, and then something else as well. Like, for example, if you'd like to say something to the audience or if you'd like to say something to me, if you'd like to ask me a question, you could say how you discovered the podcast or how you learn English with the podcast or just anything else you'd like to say. So your name, where you're from, and then something else. And keep it short, about 30 seconds. And don't forget to say your name and where you're from. It's not a competition this time. It's more of a celebration, really. I can't believe I've managed to do 500 episodes, and they're all about an hour each or more. But I feel like it's not a completely solo effort because this wouldn't have happened unless people had listened to the podcast and done things like got in touch with me and basically kind of interacted with me in some way. I think that's part of the reason I've managed to get to 500 episodes because I've had lots of contributions from the audience and encouragement. So I think it's more of a celebration. So it's not a competition this time. So 500 episodes. It's been a lot of fun and I'm really happy to have reached this point. So why don't you celebrate with me and send your voice message to luketeacher@hotmail.com. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again on the podcast soon. But for now, goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Sandwich. And he said, I come from a land of love. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.